verses. I do not. Not only in the top 10 songs in Honduras for the past 30 years, it is the Forbidden Dance, the Lambada.
Oh, yeah.
Any dance that is forbidden has to be good.
Now, have you ever seen someone do the Lambada? Because
probably.
I've heard about it, like, forever. But I've never seen anyone actually do it to see why it was so forbidden.
Like Dirty Dancing?
It looks like...
It's the Lambada, yeah.
It looks like the hood of Tom Green's dad's car.
Oh, oh yeah.
I see now.
Nice.
Okay.
And I don't know why it's forbidden.
Well, I've seen the Lambada.
Seems like nature. Bob Sturm, part of the Bob and Dan program. Fairly significant part. Yeah, kind of. Is in the Honduras. The Honduras?
Just Honduras.
Honduras.
He is there to adopt a child.
I wonder how many times he's heard this song lately.
And
don't they have a station just dedicated to this song?
Yeah.
They do.
On a constant loop. Like when the Bone kicked off. Didn't they have like one song in a constant loop? Or
yeah, I think Pina Coladas.
Didn't they have the real confusing... When the Bone started, didn't they start with like airing Bob Newhart shows or...
Yeah, in the
or was
transition?
It the Merge? They had something that didn't relate at all to their music. Okay, Bob's here. All right, Bob's down in Honduras to adopt his son. And finally joins us, Bob.
Hey now.
Hey, what's up, him? Bob?
Hey. That's really him. You exist.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Bob.
Are we on a small delay here?
No, not at all. You sound great.
Good.
You sound more Honduras than ever.
You know, when you get old in life, you learn some things. And I've had a chance to learn some things this week. Not the least of which is, and by the way, I'm coming to you live from Tegucigalpa. This is the day 5 of my trip to Honduras.
We call this on our show, this is not only show number 3009, but it's 5AB.
Yeah, and hopefully that's not a permanent fixture, but I will tell you, 5 days into this odyssey and 4 days into life as a father of three, things are moving along at a snail's pace on some levels. The court system in Honduras is not doing me any favors right off the bat here.
Did you tell them who you are?
Yeah, they don't seem overly impressed with that, to be honest with you.
I've found money talks.
Yeah, well, and I've been told there will be opportunities to make money talk, but apparently this first one is not one of those. But no, we got our little boy. We got him Tuesday, and
so he's officially a Sturm. He's now yours.
He's officially in our custody. The adoption is not official until the judge is good and ready. We thought that would happen this week, but as I sit here on Friday afternoon, and my optimism is dwindling, and might have to wait till next week to actually finish that, which is really just the second small step on this many-step process. So I'd like to tell you everything's going really fast, and I'll be back sooner than I thought, but maybe not so much with optimism after this first week, but who knows? Things can happen quickly down here.
So, Bob, how is he adapting to life? How is he adapting to the Sturm rule book, the iron fist of the Sturms?
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know what, I've never seen, and he's a sweet little boy, and he's, you know, he's a great kid, but it's amazing how much we program our kids without really knowing it, because you know Dan with your girls or me with my kids, there's kind of an unspoken level of expectations on how we do this and how we do that. If we're at a restaurant, they're not soldiers or anything, but they kind of have an idea of what flies and what doesn't fly with mom and pops, and you only notice that when you bring another kid into the equation who has no experience necessarily with your rules and with really rules at all. So it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. And, you know, Brett and Maddie are slowly figuring out that their spot is not, well, like Brett. He's always been the youngest, so he would get baby, you know, he would get all the attention. And now he's seeing that a lot of his attention, a lot of his spotlight is moving a little bit. So I think for Brett, it's probably been the toughest, which is weird because I kind of expected a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old boy to see that they had Legos or Star Wars or something, Lightning McQueen in common, and they would hit it off great. But that might be the one thing that requires a little time because of the language barrier, or I don't know. So that's kind of weird, but funny moment today. At least I think it's funny, but by setting it up as funny only means that I go over like a lead balloon here. But my new little boy, which is really weird to say, but it's true, we're learning the fine art of staying together. I'm not sure what environment he is from necessarily, and how close the rules were when you go in public, that we don't want a 30-pound 5-year-old taking off into a crowd of strangers and things like that. So we're trying to work on the let's stay together bit. Let's manos como siempre. You know, let's always keep our hands together. Let's stay in a group. Well, his game is to either take off or to threaten taking off just by kind of the bluff run. And so today, and my Spanish, I really feel like this is expediting my Spanish. But so we're on the rooftop of our hotel. The hotel that we are staying at has a cool little roof area for meetings or whatever, but there's no pool on the premises. If I may tell you about a first world pain.
Whoa.
But you're up there and we're blowing bubbles or we're kicking the soccer ball around or just something to kill time, because that's really what this whole week has been, is to kill time. Anyway, on to the amusing anecdote. So he takes off running, and there are several staircases off from the rooftop down, of course. It would be weird to have upstairs on a rooftop. So stairs down, and he's kind of around the door, so I can't see him, and neither can anyone else who is on the rooftop. And it's really just my family and one maid, and the maid is doing laundry up on the rooftop in one of the laundry rooms. So he takes off running. I was not feeling urgent enough to sprint after him, but I was feeling urgent enough to at least try a little Spanish on him. So I tried ven aquí, which of course means come here, but I'm not mad at you, but come on back here sort of way. But he kind of ignored me, and then I said ven aquí again, and this time he used the punctuator of the left hand making an arrow or a point and down near my feet, you know, kind of a let's kick up the intensity a notch. But he's poking his head around the door. The maid hears me say ven aquí the first time. She thinks I'm talking to her. The second time, the more imperative ven aquí, she
runs over to you.
She looked unnerved and came scampering in my direction. I'm trying to explain.
Lo siento.
There's a little boy behind you, and it was nerve wracking for both parties there for about 10 seconds. So it's all good now. It's all good now. I was offering a command here, and I would never do that. I haven't been here that long.
Don't again.
All right, we're we're visiting with Bob in Honduras. That's why he's not here. It's not the hockey play-by-play. It's adopting a son.
By the way.
Okay.
I can't tell you how mad I am. I missed Daniel Johnston.
It was great.
That was epic.
And it gave us, I guess TC won the e-break this morning, too.
Oh, did he?
Did you hear it, though?
Oh, yeah. TC has posted a few of the better moments of this week, and I will tell you that when all my kids crash, I can either channel surf for things I don't want to watch in Spanish, or I could just listen to some of that day's episode. So I heard The Great Visit with Troy Aikman, and I heard some cowboy talk with old Follywell, and I heard Daniel Johnston. So maybe a segment a day. I don't know what TC's planning on feeding me, but I'm enjoying a little bad radio as we go. I will be a podcast customer in beautiful Honduras.
Okay, so next week, perhaps you will have custody, but you can't come back.
Well, you have custody.
I mean, but he'll be a sturm.
Right.
He'll officially be adopted by you, but that's not happened yet. The reason you can't come back right away is you're waiting for his papers to...
Yeah. We can adopt him in a matter of a few days, but he cannot travel internationally until he has a U.S. passport, and he can't have a U.S. passport until he gets a birth certificate issued from the Honduran government, because...
he doesn't have that,
know,
huh?
I don't know how orphan paperwork normally works, but in our little guy's case, we've got to get Honduras to verify that he is who we say he is and that we're not taking him from his existing family. I mean, child trafficking, as sick and twisted as that sounds, it does exist in this world, so they have to verify his identity. Then the U.S. Embassy has to file a visa and a passport, whatever that all means, and then he can become an American, and that's when I can come home. But all in all these little things add up to say ALDS probably, and if I'm not lucky, ALCS, which would really make me crazy, but you know, we're carrying on. I'm trying not to make myself insane, because day after day, it's time killing. That's really what it is. So you got three kids. You know, I'd like to think I'm a decent dad. You know, I'd like to think so, but I think total playtime for Bob and his kids on a normal day in Dallas when there's sports problems is, I don't know, 1 to 2 hours probably. Maybe on some days three, but I think that's pushing it.
Bob's already tired of the kid.
You know, but here it's 6 a.m. That's one thing the little guy likes to do, is walk into the bedroom and start yelling and opening drapes and everything at 0600. And obviously my Spanish is not quite to that level. I have no idea how to make him stop yet. And then it goes nonstop till about 8 p.m. So it's 14 hours of, all right, should we do this now? Okay, should we blow bubbles? Okay, should we kick a soccer ball? Okay, we've done that. How about Pluto now? Okay, how about a little SpongeBob in Espanol? All right, okay. And so yesterday, let's see, Tuesday, we went to Burger King, and there's a playground there. And then the military police showed up and told us to get out of there because bad things were happening, I guess, down the street.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I wasn't going to argue with them because they all had their shields and their guns, and you know, they were. I mean, there were like 16 of them that piled out of the back of one of those camouflage trucks, you know. And
jeez.
So they all, yeah, it was crazy. So I wasn't going to argue. We just meekly hopped into our vehicle and got out of there. And then Wednesday,
Time out. Your vehicle? Do you have a car? Or do you have somebody driving you around? What's the deal?
No. The representative down here from the adoption agency kind of drives us around and takes us where we can kill some time, you know. And she's great, and she knows how to drive down here, and she knows how to get around. And I can't imagine doing it any other way, to be honest with you. You call her and say, how about noon today? You come get us some
skeet skeet.
We can get out of the apartment for like 4 or 5 hours. Like yesterday, we went and watched the Smurfs movie.
In Espanol?
Los Pitufinos? No, Pitufos. Los Pitufos. And Pitufina is Smurfette, if you care. And it was in Espanol, and my kids were all beaten because they had to watch a movie in Spanish. And I told them, you know, you just saw Smurfs last week in English. Why don't you try to remember, you know, and we'll get through this. And they survived.
Now, when do we get to sit the little guy down to get some English lessons? Are you doing that on a very small basis, or are you just waiting for that?
Yeah, we are, but so many things. I kind of feel like we might wait for home field advantage on that. Because right now, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's it's Spanglish right now in the apartment, and it's, you know, figure it out and get through it, and he can count to 10 in English. So there's the first big breakthrough, and we'll see where it goes from there. But
how big is this apartment?
I don't know, 1,200 feet. Maybe it's 2 bedrooms. it's enough to get through. We'll get through this. Pops is trying to keep a real positive spirit and not make himself crazy. And so far, so good. I feel pretty good about it. Now, when the regular season starts, I may start getting the shakes. But I've managed to go the whole week without freaking out about sports. So, although it is, I mean, let's be honest, it's a pretty spare week in sports to freak out over, right?
Dude, college football, what's up?
I will say this, Slingbox, especially on the iPhone, which Dan will mock because of the screen is ridiculously small, but I watched some of the Cowboy game last night on the iPhone, and the quality was amazing. I'm not doing a live spot here. They've never given me anything, but it wasn't bad. I was really, really pleased to see Michael Irvin and Babe and the gang, Bill Jones and his really small mouth, right, Donovan?
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Yes. It's even smaller on the iPhone, right?
Yeah, it was even smaller on that. No, but it's good. It's good. I'm still sane, and we're as happy as can be. And, you know, I mean, it's weird. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm sure on the brochure it's nothing but happy times and one big Hallmark commercial, and all the kids get along and are happy to be together. But, you know, I asked if we could take them back twice already this week, and no, Brett, we can't take him back.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in the family.
Oh, wow. You know? He asked if we could take him back.
Sibling rivalry.
Well, oh, no. I mean, I honestly, how's a six-year-old supposed to understand all this?
Oh, yeah. No.
He's never left Flower Mound, you know, so to think he can come to Honduras and fully grasp the concept of adoption is a little bit tough to imagine. So.
He's fun, Daddy, but take him home now.
This is great, Dad. Now let's get out of here.
Wow. Yeah.
Am I being punked?
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. He's the.
Oh yeah. He's the little guy. You know, he's ready to battle. I mean, you know, it's funny and sad all at the same time. But every time we eat, eats like it's there's no tomorrow. And the reason he eats like that is because let's be honest, food has been very difficult to acquire for a long, long time. And now that he has all the food he can eat at every meal, his body has not recalibrated to, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to battle for food right now. I can just eat what I want. So I mean, it's little things like that that you don't think about and that your kids would never even imagine is, will there be food when we have our next meal? Well, if you're an orphan in Honduras, food is something not readily available all the time, and you have to battle for it. So he's figuring out that, hey, these guys, assuming they're not going to leave me at another orphanage or something like that, assuming these people are who they say they are, maybe I'll have food now at every meal. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of heavy, but I have found there are more important things for you to attend to than Andre Girard. But seriously, three first-time starters on your offensive line, man? Yeah.
And they'd be under the cap if they kept him.
What's going on?
What is going on, Bob? Okay. We need you here to fix this.
And I agree with you in that segment. What kind of planet do we live on where people are like, yeah, that makes sense. Cut Andre Girard, too.
It's amazing how the Dallas media has all fallen in line with Jerry and said, oh, well, you know what they say? This is Garrett making Jerry do that.
Well, and if it is, great. But I'm suspicious. You said it best. I mean, Bill Nagy is a guy who didn't even start in college, and Phil Costa is a guy that was an undrafted free agent. Now, if Andre Girard can be upgraded upon, then let's do it. But let's not kid ourselves into thinking that these unheralded – leave Tyron Smith out of this. Every team in the NFL would love to have Tyron Smith on their offensive line. But two guys who are seriously overachievers just to name, to now just say, yeah, you know what, that's a great first string option, is absolutely crazy to me. But, you know, what do I know? I didn't see the Miami game on anything bigger than an iPhone.
Well, I knew Sportsterm couldn't hold it in, just talk about adoption and international travel. You had to have your release.
But, yeah. My wife doesn't care at all about Bill Nagy.
That's unfortunate. And nobody there does either. I enjoy your tweets, too. Apparently, you are in the Honduras Guinness for tallest man.
Dude, it's not even close. I'm telling you, and this is recycled if it's a if you follow me on Twitter, and we all know that so many people do at SportsTerm. But I will say this. If just right now, and it would be really confusing, but if they just put together a pro basketball league only involving people on Honduran soil, I feel like I would be at the inaugural All-Star game. And I don't think it's really that crazy of a thing to say.
The dream would finally be realized.
My conditioning would need improvement, but I feel like I would be like Yao Ming. I mean, I haven't seen anyone taller than 5'8 here. I would have to be able to put up, like, I don't know, 22-15, let's say, or something, you know, in the Honduran NBA. So,
22-15, huh?
I'm thinking that, although the Highland Park girls or whoever we played seemed, or Lake Highlands.
Yeah, Lake Highlands.
Right? They certainly didn't see 22-15, so maybe I need to hold my horses a little bit there. But anyway,
I enjoyed.
That's what we got. That's Ask Sports Me.
I enjoy. Well, you're wrapping up the segment.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Very,
I'm sorry.
Very Daniel Johnston of you.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Did you hear how he ended the interview?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate your interest, and talk again, huh?
I enjoyed how you feel the U.S. is underutilizing the motorcycle.
Dude, you've not done a double take in life until when you're leaving the supermercado, you look to your right and there's a dude on a motorcycle with no lie, two babies, let's say toddlers, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old sitting in front of him on the motorcycle, kind of, you know, with their legs over the gas tank, I guess, on the motorcycle. So you got dad, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old riding around on the motorcycle and with no helmets, and that's not thought of as weird. So
that's freedom.
It's not like child endangerment. Go help that kid. Kids got to be tougher there.
Right.
I would think so. And then my kids are, you know, obviously letting everyone know down here that this is a lifestyle they're not accustomed to. It's I'm not gonna lie, it's a little embarrassing when your kid shoots from the back seat that we have a pool in our backyard or something, and you know, how come there are no pools around here and that sort of thing. And yeah, we're trying to, you know, I love my kids, and I've made them spoiled probably, but I'm trying to teach them that. Let's not let everyone know about star power and the 100-inch screen, huh?
That's how big your TV is?
Don't play that till we get...
This movie screen is so small, Dad.
Where's the 1,000 channels?
Not as big as our TV, and we're watching the Smurfs.
It's, honestly, and that was pretty funny. There was when we went to go see the Smurfs mall, there was a giant power outage. But somehow they had, like, a generator, so you could still watch the Smurfs. But the air conditioning was down, and you could not pay by credit card for your refreshments, of course. And these are other third world pains. Not nearly as bad as the military police at Burger King.
How's
it's all good, boys.
How's Sally taking this whole thing?
I'm sorry?
Your wife. How is she dealing with it?
I think she's good. I think she's good. She's strong. She's not complaining much. I think we're both trying to keep any complaining to a minimum for each other. We're trying to not get on each other's nerves. She's doing good. She's doing really good. And without her, obviously, there's no way I could deal with this. But we're in this together. Because as you pointed out off the air, I'm saying this on the air, that there's no such thing, although there probably is, but it just seems like you pretty much triple sealed your marriage if you do an adoption. Like, once you've had done an adoption, it just seems like any level of divorce is just so off limits and taboo, right?
Yeah, Bob, so you could just go around nailing chicks all you want. She's not going to leave you.
No,
you have
no,
another
I'm not
kid.
Saying, I'm not saying that, but I am saying in society, if you divorce or leave a pregnant wife, that's taboo, right?
Right.
Pretty bad.
Okay, well, so how about if you agree to adopt national, adoptee? And, that triple seals your marriage forever, right?
It does. It really does.
I think it has to, unless you just don't mind every person saying what a jerk you are behind your back. Let's put it that way. Which may already happen, but this would make it even worse.
Yeah, I think this would be worse than pregnant. Leaving pregnant wife, at least you're... It's kind of like releasing someone early in training camp. You give them a chance to catch on somewhere else. But this one's much different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in the long haul, as if there was any doubt about that.
Well, Sports Term, now we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, man, go put some more minutes on that burner, and we'll talk to you next week for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say I might be out of minutes now. So, but hey, you can buy minutes on your burner anywhere you want down here. It's spot for you.
Is this a high dollar call?
Oh, I don't know how much this call has cost, but I think it's been worth every penny for me. Yeah. I have a chance of making the podcast, don't I?
I believe doesn't TC usually do that ahead of time? And
he's
on the hard line today.
Yeah, he's so
this should be on there
right
though.
Now.
I'd say this week's weekly wrap up needs to be Aikman, Daniel Johnston, and S Sports Me.
And how was Tom Grieve?
Tom Grieve or Tom Green? We actually had them both this week. Your dream.
Did you have Tom Grieve talk to Tom Green?
You know what? We forgot one thing.
Damn it, yeah.
We forgot to ask Tom Green if he's ever heard of Tom Grieve.
There's no way. There's
and we
absolutely
meant to do that,
no
and
way.
Then we were going to return the favor to Tom Grieve next Wednesday. It's
And I'm disappointed, as you know, that there were no Mountain Dew questions for Daniel Johnston. But next time. You guys are doing a weekly with him, right? He's picking games?
That's right. I count on TC for that. He had a whole page of notes, and he said about three words that whole interview.
Yeah.
So.
Which is three more than Donovan said.
And one on eBay.
I was just about to ask something, but, you know, time ran out.
Kept getting interrupted.
All right, Bob. Gentlemen. Well, you go in there and tell that judge, look.
I am Sports Term.
I got to get back. The Cowboys are about to start the regular season.
They're about to get down to 53. Don't you see how urgent things are?
They need me. Everybody's there. They're not criticizing the Gerard move without me.
It is all good.
All right, dude. Stay safe. Stay very, very safe.
All right, boys.
All right, Bob.
See you in here.
Bye, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Take your time getting back.
Wow.
Just to be safe and stuff, you know?
Man.
There's a lot of things going on down there, I'm sure.
That is Sports Sturm.